Good. Any announcements? Well, it's good to be back. It's good to have the players in the building again. You know, that's certainly a big difference from what I was accustomed to the last 12 years before I came to Tampa. So it's fun to have them back here and get to work with them. You know, and there's different phases, phase one, phase two, and phase three, and we'll work through those, but we get more involved with them as you move into the bigger phases, phase two and three. So, but it was good to have them here. As far as attendance, everyone was here except one person who was accounted for with a family, actually a very good family situation, had a birth. Eric Wright and his wife, they had a baby yesterday, so it's all good. Everybody's excited to get back to it, and I include myself and everybody. So with that, I'll rather than me babble here, I'll answer questions, things you guys want to hear about.
Number 20 show up?
Great. Number 20 did not. He's not under contract, so no, he was not here.
What does that stand? Do you have any sense more than you did back in Phoenix?
You know, we've been in communication, Steve, but no, there's no developments. You know, it's kind of where it is, and which is fine. That's the way we kind of left it, and we'll continue to keep in communication. There's certainly no, silence or anything. It's just, I think, the process of figuring it out.
No deadline with Rondi?
No, I mean, obviously, at some point, I guess, down the road, but we're not anywhere near that now, you know. For planning purposes, probably only down the road.
How comfortable are you with the team that you've put together in the offseason? Obviously, the draft is a week and a half away, and there's still pieces you're plugging in, but are you at a comfort level yet, or is there still areas that you are concerned about need to be addressed?
Well, there's always going to be areas that need to be addressed, you know, and you could stack up Lombardi trophies, and when you evaluate the tape, you need this and you need that. We're building, you know, as an organization, we're building a team and an organization to the vision and the kind of young men we want in here, the kind of players and people, and I'm pleased that we're going in the right direction. We'll just keep, you know, it's one step at a time, and sometimes you don't get everything you want. It doesn't always unfold the way you want, but I'm pleased with the direction we're headed.
Greg, you did pass on the opportunity to bring in some established starting caliber players at positions where I think most people see some holes, tight end, defensive line. You lost two starters there, obviously cornerback. Talk about that a little bit and why you passed on some players that could have helped this team. What's the big picture view there?
Well, I think the key word you said is the big picture view. You know, I think what happens is free agency comes up and then all the focus is on that period of time and that what goes on in that period of time. You know, there's three ways, I guess, really. You draft, you go through free agency, and then the third way, regardless if you draft them or you get them in free agency, is developing them as players. So we have to draft well again. All right. I think we were very selective and precise in the way we went about free agency. And then we have to develop all the guys in this building. So there's some guys in this building that maybe aren't household names yet that need to improve. We need to develop as coaches, and they need to play for us. You know, not every guy has to be a first-round pick or has to be a high-profile free agent signing. But at the end of the day, you need to add those pieces up and be able to play winning football. And certainly that's, with every decision we make, that's the goal, is, you know, what gives us the best chance to win. Now, sometimes, as I said earlier, you make the decision and then you don't get what you decided to get, you know, because, you know, when you're not the only guy in the process. So, but again, I'm pleased with where we're going, and we just need to keep moving that direction.
Coach, we read, write, and report a lot about a possible trade with Darrelle Revis and the Jets and the Bucks. I know you're limited as to what you can say about somebody else's player, but that aside, do you anticipate any kind of a trade before the draft at this point, or are you guys now just, you know, we're going into the draft, we don't think anything's going to happen at that position in terms of a trade?
Well, you know, again, I hope you understand why I have to answer the way I do, because that's the rules. And I understand certainly why you asked the question. I mean, you have to ask the question. generically, I'll answer to that, not in this situation, in that whenever we can get better, we're going to do it. I don't care if it's, you know, midnight or if it's, you know, it doesn't matter. If we can get better and we have an opportunity to get better, we're going to do it. So that kind of is our philosophy, period, covering all trades, all acquisitions, all things we can do as a team and as a program.
Talk about that whole cornerback position a little bit. I think it was at the owners' meetings you said, we just don't have enough right now. And it hasn't changed much since. I mean, you got Eric Wright back. Talk about the decision to bring him back and where that leaves you, because, again, most people look at this team and say, well, you got one starting caliber guy there, but what about everything else? You need two or three at least.
Well, we do. And, again, like I mentioned, free agency, draft, and development of your current players. We need to do that. Now, the point I was making is sheer numbers, we didn't have enough. Now that Eric is back in the fold, that's one more number for sure. And I agree with you in that Eric Wright is a starting cornerback caliber talent. And he just had some bad luck last year, but I'm excited. I think he's going to come in here and he's going to work hard and perform well. And with God willing, he stay healthy, I think he's capable of playing well.
You lost two starters on the D-line. I assume that it was an organizational decision not to re-sign them, that they didn't just slip through your hands. Talk about that decision and how you feel about that D-line right now after bringing in Derek Landry and with the Daquan Bowers. Talk about the depth as well, what you think about the starting four and how you feel about the depth that you have right there at this time.
Well, I feel good about the D-line. You know, certainly there's some guys coming back, you know, with AC coming back off the injury. But he looks good, you know, feels good. We're young. I think we have an opportunity to be really good there. Again, I think we have some players that we're developing that we feel good about. You have to look at every decision. Certainly all those decisions are organizational decisions. But it's not just this position you're looking at. You're looking at the whole football team. So sometimes there's got to be some give in this area for some take in that area and vice versa. And I think that's the hard part. You know, you can't look at all these decisions in a vacuum. You have to look at them in a more global kind of vision.
Yeah, Coach, you talked about the players that were in injured reserve last year. You mentioned Adrian Claiborne. Where does he stand? You envision him being able to participate in the OTAs that might be coming up, and the same with Carl Nix. Can you just give us like a medical update? That'd be great.
Yeah, I do. Think they're going to be able to do that. Certainly, if there's anything that comes up between now and then that would risk them not, you know, harming themselves in any way, then we'd pull back. But it is my plan that they're going to be able to do that. But I'm pleased that they're coming along well, both of them. And I think, you know, chance to brag on Todd Torricelli and our medical staff. I think they do a great job. You know, really, really, our doctors and it's, you know, it's just gone on throughout since the season. The guys have been working at it, and it's I'm confident they'll be okay.
Greg, how different is it this year for you? You had mentioned, obviously, you know, last year with the new coaching staff, you get that extra week of guys on the field. You're in phase one right now. Have you, because you've been able to install your system last year, now take it to another level? I mean, what's your goals for this first phase?
Well, it definitely is different. You know, anytime you begin a repeat of something, you feel much more comfortable. So we're in that process now. Now we're repeating all these different things as a staff, and I am as a head coach. So feel much better about that. And certainly, you know, when you're a new head coach, you get those two extra weeks, like the teams that have new head coaches this year. But I would trade the continuity and having all our systems in place for those 2 weeks, not even close. You know, just today we started meetings with the players and we're watching video of us. You know, we're not watching Giant video and Rutgers video and Miami Dolphin video. We're watching Buck video. So just the fact that you're teaching your players on their tape, huge advantage. Things are installed. We have some new guys that we got to get up to speed, but, you know, I feel good about that. So I think, you know, you look at phase one, it's just meeting with them, and they work with our strength staff. Then you go to phase two, and it's meeting, strength and conditioning, and then we get to go out on the grass with them a little bit. And then phase three is meeting and training, but now you have OTA practices. all of that, there are limitations. It's not like real training camp practice. There's certain things you just don't get a chance to work on, and that's the way it is. The way I look at it is everybody's got the same rules. So nobody's at an advantage or disadvantage. Go out and make the best of it, and that's what we'll do. We have 9 weeks to get it done, and that's our biggest challenge, is how to best utilize our time, because the time is limited by the rules. How do we best utilize our time, be the most efficient, and get the most good work done that we can in these 9 weeks?
You mentioned you wanted to increase competition at all positions, mm-hmm. including quarterback. Mm-hmm. Doesn't appear that you've done much there yet. Does that mean that the draft might be an avenue for that, or do you still see opportunities in free agency?
I think there's always opportunities. You know, I don't know if there's a guy, like, I'm not saying that and I have this guy that I'm thinking of. No, there's always opportunities in the draft. And I do. I believe in competition. That's just the core belief of mine. But, you know, I'd like to have a lot of things. If we don't have it, you know, if we don't have a real, you know, Dan is an excellent backup. I believe that. You know, at this stage in his career, is he going to go? I don't know. You know, who knows? But I wouldn't say that's the plan. So if we get someone in here, we do. And if we don't, you know, we don't. And I'm good with that. And again, I clarified it once. I probably ought to do it again. That wasn't, you know, because quarterback's such a focused position, that wasn't my intent in the day after the season. My intent was just to express that I believe in competition. I want it to be prevalent. One of the things I told the players is I think we have to compete with ourselves right now. You know, how do you get better? You compete. You compete with yourself. You compete with the guy next to you. That is really kind of more my message to them. And the one thing I know is the more good players you put in one team, the better the whole team's going to be. So,
how does Josh look? If you can, I don't know if you've seen him much before today in the off season, but other than like Michael Jackson, how perhaps does he look?
He looks good. Yeah, he looks like he's in great shape. You know, he's stayed lean and physically fit. And very excited about, you know, getting back at it.
Greg, how conducive is your system to a rookie stepping in at cornerback? Is it a difficult system for a rookie to step in and play at that position?
I don't think any more difficult than anybody else's system. You know, I think they'd have the opportunity to do that. You know, we were fortunate last year, right? You look at something that usually doesn't happen. Three rookies come in and start 16 games each. I mean, that's almost unheard of. So, you know, it might be a little naive to say, hey, let's do that again. But you really want to get guys that are capable of coming in here, especially with those early picks. And if they're not starting or playing a substantial role on Sundays. So that's our goal. If it ends up being at cornerback, I think, you know, just like a guy started at Will linebacker, that's about as complicated as it can get. And Levante did an extremely good job. Same thing with Mark. Safety's very complicated, more complicated than corner, both those positions. So, you know, if that's the way the draft ends up going, I think that guy would be capable, whoever that guy is. Guys, I appreciate it, and look forward to, again, working with you guys this spring and into the fall. All right? Thanks.
Thanks, Ray.